Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday, December 15th, 2023. The time is 8:30 a.m. I'll call the meeting of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas to order pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. At this time, I'll conduct a roll check. Rosie Morris?
Here.
Hector Cerna?
Present.
We have a quorum of three Audit Committee members present. If there's anyone wishing to address the Audit Committee, please fill out a witness affidavit form and bring it to the front. Public comments on non-agenda items are limited to 5 minutes, and agenda items are to 10 minutes. First order of business is the approval of the minutes for the Finance Commission Audit Committee meeting held on October 27th of 2023. The minutes have been circulated to the members in the agendas packets.
Move to approve the minutes.
Are there any corrections? Anyone?
No corrections.
Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the Finance Committee?
So moved.
Rosie, thank you. Second?
Second.
Any discussion, members? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion carries. Item B, Commissioner Retta, would you please give us your report?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. On page 6, we have the report. The first item we have is the mortgage examinations, and I'm pleased to tell you that we have completed the training that was recommended pursuant to the findings of that one, so that is completed. And then on the second, we do have scheduled the risk management program review, and that's a review that includes a review of the department's policies and procedures having to do with risk management and the effectiveness of the risk management program and any exposures. So that's what is scheduled to come up. And then subsequent to this preparation of this report, there was another communication with respect to an item that will be covered in the Department of Banking. So, and that was the first annual payment approval authority and security desk audit, so I won't comment on that other than to say that the department did not have any findings in that one. And that's my report.
Thank you. Commissioner Cooper.
On page 7, from the Workforce Commission, there's going to be an audit on personnel policies and procedures that will be performed in this fiscal year. Then, as just mentioned, the comptroller did their first statewide, they call it a desk audit on the payment approval and security. The report starts on page 8, and it lists all the agencies, and we're in there. Our three agencies are in there with no findings.
Very good, thank you.
That concludes my report.
Commissioner Pettijohn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On page 23 is our report, which just carries forward that pending item that we'll continue to have. But one of the items we neglected to put on this form, just as a pending upcoming, just like SML mentioned, the State Office of Risk Management coming to do the risk management program review. Ours is scheduled for January, so we will be, January 23rd, we will be beginning the process for that review with the State Office of Risk Management. And that's all I have.
Okay. Now we'll move on to item C, Commissioner Pettijohn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On page 24 is a very brief report of the activities of the Texas Financial Education Endowment Fund. And it's just normal activity as we wind down the 2022-2023 grant cycle. And we are ramping up after having selected grantees at the October meeting. We've been gathering grant agreements as well as having some webinars orientation for the new grant recipients. So we are updating some of that information. Also, the Grant Advisory Committee met to formulate some additional recommendations, some lessons learned essentially from the past cycle that we just went through for selection to help the process again and improve the process for the next cycle. So that's the activities on the item C. And then on item D relates to the appointment of a new Grant Advisory Committee member. We were very grateful for the service of Justin Acola from the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending. His term expires at the end of this year, and the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending has recommended that Andrea Herrera, who serves as the grant coordinator for the Mortgage Grant Fund, be appointed in that seat, and we bring that forward for the Finance Commission's approval.
Thank you so much. Do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the appointment of new Texas Financial Education Endowment Fund and Grant Advisory Committee member Andrea Herrera?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion, members? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, the motion carries. We'll move on to item E, Commissioner Rota.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On page 25, we have a brief update on the mortgage grant fund. The meeting referenced in the first paragraph there, or first sentence there, was held, and we did go through with all of the Mortgage Grant Advisory Committee members the schedule and what is anticipated for the 2025-2026 grant cycle, so it was really a preparatory meeting for that. And another important component of that was also discussing how to extend the reach of the program in terms of being able to generate more activity, more applicants in that, and so there were some good ideas that came out of that. And that concludes the report.
Thank you, sir. So at this time now, I believe we're going to go to item F, which is an executive session for the SML, and we make sure on time at 8:35. And at this time, the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission will go into a closed session pursuant to Government Code Sections 551.076 and 551.089. The presiding for the record and attendance for the executive session will be Commissioner Rota, Director of Operations Antonio Antoff, Information Resource Manager Xerxes Pescure, and the Attorney General's Office Assistant Attorney General Amber Wojcicki. We anticipate the executive session to last about 20 to 30 minutes, and Commissioner Rota says,
that's very okay. Ample time.
The executive session will be right next door in the conference room, so everyone will adjourn until we return. It's about 9 a.m. and apologize. 9 a.m. on December 15th, and the commission is now in open session. There being no further business of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas, is now adjourned. The time is 9 a.m. We're going to take a brief pause, let some folks rearrange themselves before we go into the full committee meeting.
Yeah.